This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Continuing our journey, learning and living the lives of those women who build and helped build our nation. And today is another woman who was blessed and fortunate to be one of the wives of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. A very unique story. This is the daughter of one of the fierce enemy of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This is a woman who accepted Islam and tested. This is no one else other than Umm Habiba, Ramla bint Abi Sufyan. This is a woman who grew up in the house of Abu Sufyan. He's one of the leaders of Quraysh and a fierce enemy of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And she was one of the earliest women who accepted Islam. Her husband, Ubaidullah ibn Jahsh, the brother of Sayyida Zainab bint Jahsh, also accepted Islam. Both of them left Mecca and went to Abyssinia. And the second group of the Muslims who migrated to Abyssinia, the first test came in there, where the husband actually rejected Islam and changed to Christianity. And he was forcing her, convincing her and forcing her to become a Christian. And she declined and stayed a Muslim. Soon he died actually. However, at that time she already had a baby, a girl, Habiba. That's the most common name she's called, Umm Habiba, the mother of the beloved. So she stayed, and now let's feel this. Single mother in a strange country, no support, knows no one, but she has the faith and the reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam heard about that, he sent a message to al-Najashi, the Negus, and says, I want to marry her. Send someone to her and ask her, does she want to marry me? What a question. What woman doesn't want to marry a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? She actually was described as the following. She was described, number one, as being patient. And you can imagine from what just we learned, what patience she had to live all this difficulty and stay firm and stay a Muslim with a strong belief. Second thing she was well known for is that she sees dreams and the dreams comes true. And another unique one for her, among the other wives of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, she was actually very knowledgeable also. She was the third one in rank from the wives and the women in that time who narrated hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. She actually narrated 60 hadith. She was very brave. She openly declared her faith, Islam, and her father was the fierce enemy. She was brave to leave everything and to go to Abyssinia with a husband. She was brave to stay firm on her deen, although the husband pushed her to change her deen. She did not, she stayed. She was brave, she became a widow in a foreign country, stayed Muslim, and a single mother, stayed Muslim, stayed strong with the firm belief that Allah will never let her down. She was a woman who her dreams become true, and her marriage actually, she saw it in a dream. And she said, I heard someone in my dream saying to me, Mother of the Faithful. Now, Mother of the Faithful is a title given only to the wives of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And she said, I understood that I will marry Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Little time passed and the proposal came. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was in Mecca. She's in Abyssinia. And he sent to an-Najashi that I want to marry her And then Negus, Najashi, sent to her someone and says, you need to appoint somebody who will represent you in this marriage. When the messenger came to her, she was so overwhelmed, and you can imagine, and happy with the news, that she immediately gave this messenger a lot of gifts of what she had. All the Muslims of Abyssinia were called for the marriage. She stayed married to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, although they did not consume the marriage because she stayed in Abyssinia. One of the uniqueness of this marriage, although the groom was not there, the Negus did something unique. He invited all the Muslims who lived in Abyssinia to the walima, which is the celebration of marriage, and even made sure they stay and they eat. He served food and he told them, that's what is the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that you celebrate the marriage and you eat and you drink. She received gifts from the wives of An-Najashi for her marriage. And she again gifted those who attended and the people who took care of her also money. She was very generous. She was very happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her. Abu Sufyan, at that point, her father, was not Muslim yet. However, he was so happy when he heard the news that his daughter married the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And in fact, there is a verse in the Quran was revealed for this occasion. It's in Surah Al-Mumtahina, or the chapter 60, and the verse is 7. عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَجْعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ عَدَيْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَوَدَّ. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the hearts together. He will put love between you and those who are your enemies. Because Abu Sufyan at this point was still a fierce enemy to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. When the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam migrated to Medina, she finally moved to Medina. She lived very happy life, actually. There was no tests for her after she lived with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Very strong and brave, as we said. So her father came to her because he wanted her to intervene between him and the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. As he came to visit her, entered the house, and he wanted to sit on a couch. And she removed, there was a blanket on it, and she removed it. And she said to him, don't sit there. You are an infidel. And this is where Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam sit. You can't sit at the same place where the most honorable, pure human being sits. Brave, full of certainty. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with her family accepting Islam. And this was at the time of Fathu Makkah, the conqueror of Makkah, the 10th year after Hijrah, when Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam entered Makkah, Abu Sufyan became a Muslim. Now you can imagine, 10 years after all the struggles, her father became a Muslim. And now she has not only herself and her daughter, but also her family and her father. She was described as knowledgeable, third woman in the rank of the Hadith. And again, fiqh ruling was actually taken from her action. When her father died and the news came to her, after third day, she made it a point to make it publicly to put perfume. And she looked at people and says, I don't need to put perfume. But I've heard Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said that a woman is not allowed to mourn for any member of her family other than her husband more than 3 days, and for her husband to mourn 4 months and 10 days. And that ruling now became a legislation through her. We all know the virtues of praying extra prayers, especially the 12 extra salah every single day. And we know the virtue of them. And we know that the reward of performing 12 extra rukat as or units, 2 before Fajr, 4 or 2 before Dhuhr, 4 or 2 after Dhuhr, 2 after Maghrib, and 2 after Isha. If a person does that on a daily basis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a house for him or her in Jannah. And who reported this hadith? Ummu Habiba, Sayyida Ramla. She died 44 years after the migration to Medina, at the time of her brother Muawiyah, may Allah be pleased with him, was the leader of the believers. Till the last day in her life, she stayed courageous, faithful, and she asked Umm Salama and said to her, there was something between you and me in that time. And as I am departing, I want you to forgive me. And I already forgave you. And Umm Salama said to her, I want you to forgive me, and I already forgave you. May Allah be pleased with her. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to live a legendary life like the life of this woman.